Welcome back to Horizons. So, Bishop, next Sunday is Missionary Sunday, and it's an important time, and it's good for us to try to remember all of our Irish missionaries that we send out abroad and the great work we're doing. And actually, we had in the Diocese of Kerry a webinar on Thursday with Father Sean Cremin, where he spoke about his missionary work.
Mission Sunday is celebrated worldwide, every Catholic parish. It's about two things. It's about prayer. It's about realizing that to be Christians, to be a missionary, anyone who believes in Jesus, Jesus asks, say, go forth, teach all nations, spread the word, share the good news. So it's about prayer and about mission. And it's also worldwide a collection to support mission, to finance mission. You know, for example, the money is spent on building churches, schools, parish houses, convents. It's also supporting religious orders and dioceses, you know, preparing seminarians, preparing people for religious life, you know, so that the Mission Sunday collection is vital. Last year, 1.4 million was collected in Ireland. Unfortunately, it's slightly down, 6% down, but it's wonderful the loyalty of people to that collection, and it's important. So that's Mission Sunday. As you said there, it's lovely to get the Africa and Far East, and often you're seeing articles written by people who have been 40, 50 years as missionaries, the different missionary work they did. You know, it's good to remember missionary priests from Kerry. I myself, my diocese back up in Roscommon, we all spent 4 years studying with Kiltegan, which enabled us to have a spiritual year at the start. So I was there in the mid-70s for a year and then 3 years in Cork. So recently I got the opportunity to visit Kiltegan. And, you know, I think back then in the mid-70s, there was a small number buried in the local cemetery, in the cemetery actually in the college grounds. And back there now, there's maybe 200. So those, Kiltegan was founded in the 1930s, as a lot of other congregations in Ireland. The Columbans were founded maybe 20 years earlier. But just to think that founded in the 30s and all who joined since as priests, that 200 of them are now buried there, their full lifespan as missionaries, you know, and the work they did. You know, we could think of people from here in Kerry, Father Tom Randall's, connected with Ken Mayer, you know, Father Willie Stack, I think Castle Island, Timmy O'Connor there in Beaufort, Tim Galvin up towards Brosna. But so many missionaries, male and female, and the wonderful work they've done. So it's good to remember Irish missionaries. In the 40s and 50s, I'm sure, it was other continents that donated money that helped finance the Irish missionaries. You know, now that there's so few, sadly, from Ireland, maybe it's up to us to be sure to help finance missionaries from other countries.
I was going to say, the collection is very important and it helps buy important things for missionaries. I remember speaking to Father Ger Godley last year and he said it could be something as simple as buying a bicycle for a catechist so he can get around more easily in his parish.
Yes, in those countries, you know, that they have a good tradition of catechists. I'm sure they're semi-volunteers, they can't be paid that much, but they're fundamental to teaching the basics of the faith. And if the priest can only get around once a month, intervening Sundays, they can lead prayer services, maybe with distribution of communion. So catechists are vital in those countries. And, you know, a bicycle can go a long way.
Literally and figuratively. When we think of missionaries, Bishop, we often think of Kenya. I know Father Ger Godley, who I just mentioned, did missioning in Kenya. But we have a number of Kenyans here with us now in the Diocese of Kerry.
Yeah, maybe it's good to be aware of that. We have five from Kenya. They came from Eldoret Diocese and Kitale Diocese. And in fact, you know, since Father David came, his own diocese of Eldoret, a part of it has been set up as a new diocese. He will be a member of that new diocese. I think it's Capsabat. But that's the five from Kenya. Also, we have two priests from India now. They are the Order of St. Camillus, who specialise in care of the sick and thus hospital chaplaincy. So Father Arlapa and Father Sonny. One is already a hospital chaplain in the hospital there in Tralee, and the second will join him next summer. Alongside that, you know, there is in the Franciscan Church here in Killarney a brother Benoit from Togo in Africa. You know, and two, Father Stephen has joined us in the last 2 weeks from Poland, who'll be ministering to the Polish community.
Oh, very good.
Just to see, you know, are they missionary? Isn't it because of our need of priests that they're with us? So in a real sense, there are missionaries among us. And they challenge us to say, well, are we happy with the strength of our own church? Are we playing our part? What can we do what's God asking us to do? You know, to spread faith, hope, and love, to live faith, hope, and love. The challenge is there. I say, on the one hand, there is, I say, so few vocations to the priesthood in our own diocese and in all the dioceses of Ireland, and indeed a lot of the Western world, England, France, many, many countries. But alongside that, it does seem that many people almost have left their faith to one side, thinking it'll be there when I need it. You know, that is there practice in the home? Is God part of the picture of our world? And alongside that, what is it to be a Christian in the community? What part do I play in the community? So those two things of, you know, what place has faith in my home? You know, what part do I play in the community? You know, they're challenging things. And am I living as a Christian? Or is it that I've almost left my faith to one side, thinking that I don't need it for now, and it'll be there when I need it? And is that a good response to give to God who loves us? You know, God who gave us the gift of life. We have so much to God to be grateful for, and we can't take for granted. So Mission Sunday is about go teach all nations. It's about surely we should be generous in helping finance, but equally the challenge is there at home to appreciate that the missionaries we have among us, to appreciate, as say, nurses and other workers from abroad who are very good Catholics and are regular at Mass, and just ask ourselves, am I playing my part in living the gospel and encouraging others? And especially, there's that simple thing of, what is it to hand on the faith to the young children? Is it something important? Will it be a strength in their life? Have a faith in God, faith in Jesus, to have devotion to Our Lady, through her to appreciate the mystery of her Son.
Speaking of maintaining strength in your life, Bishop, it nearly sounds like you're saying that faith is kind of like a muscle, and that some people sort of leave it atrophy until they think they need it. But if you want to keep a muscle fit, you need to be exercising it more regularly.
Yeah, there's all sorts of phrases. A lovely one is, use it or lose it. It's another phrase. But there is that sense, you know, that can friendship go stale? You know, if you're not in contact with your friends, if you think it's enough to meet your friend every few years, is that friendship? There's all those aspects in it. And the muscle is a good example of it.
Yeah, a muscle or a relationship to maintain. I was going to say, Bishop, I believe that you have a prayer by St. Therese to read?
Yeah, there's two saints, St. Therese of Avila, the great mystic of maybe 400 or 500 years ago, and St. Therese of Lisieux, the little flower, so well known in Ireland. When did she die? Was it towards the end of the 1800s? She died just aged 23, realizing she was sick. She wanted to go on the mission, and realizing she was sick, she said, no, I'll have to accept what I am, that I'll be loving the heart of the church. She said some lovely, simple things about just trusting in God, that you have a Father in God, give out to your Father in God. Tell me you have to help you, that you're weak. And she had this great line that she would spend her life in heaven doing good on earth. And she said that her mission, given she was so sick in her early 20s, would be to be love in the heart of the church. So her feast day is October the 1st. And just to read, St. Therese of the Child Jesus and of the Holy Face, teach us to follow your way of confidence and trust. Help us to realize that Father's love watches over us each day of our lives. Obtain for us delight to see in sorrow as in joy, in trials as in peace, to see the loving hand of our Father. Give us your own faith and trust, so that we may walk in darkness as in the light, holding fast the way of love, knowing as you did that everything is grace, everything comes from God. It's a lovely prayer, and lovely to finish with remembering that phrase. Every blessing on all tuned to Horizons this morning. Let's nourish our faith, keep our faith fresh. Let's live faith, hope, and love. Every blessing.
Every blessing. Thank you very much for coming on Horizons, Bishop Ray. Since St. Therese is called the Little Rose, this is The Rose by Laura O'Keefe.
Some say love, it is a that drowns the tender reed. Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul to to bleed. Some say love, it is a hunger, an endless aching need. I say love, it is a flower, and you, it's only seed. It's the heart afraid of breaking that never learns to dance. It's the dream afraid of waking that never takes the chance. Seed that with the sun's love in the spring becomes the rose.
Thank you very much for listening to Horizons. Feel free to contact me on davidsheehan@dioceseofkerry.ie. Thanks to the production team, in particular Gráinne Quirk. Just Thought for the Coming Week is by David Bottomer. Until this time next Sunday, I hope you have a wonderful week. Thank you. Thank you.